From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Priscilla Huff. U.S. President Barack Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro welcomed the historic change in the relationship between the neighboring nations. However, both leaders called on the other to make changes, with President Castro requesting the closure of Guantanamo Bay Prison and President Obama saying Cuba needs to improve its human rights record. The two men agree it is time for the trade embargo to be lifted, but the state of American politics makes it unlikely that will happen before the November elections. U.S. President Barack Obama said in Havana, it is a new day.
For more than half a century, the sight of a U.S. president here in Havana would have been unimaginable. But this is a new day. Es un nuevo día between our two countries.
President Obama will give a speech and watch an exhibition baseball game before returning to Washington. Following the capture of Salah Abdeslam, Belgian prosecutors have released the identity of a new suspect they want in connection to the Paris terror attacks. In the meanwhile, Abdeslam is being interrogated as he sits behind bars in Belgium. His defense attorney says the suspect has already given information worth his weight in gold to investigators. Our Europe correspondent Kevin Ozebek has the latest.
After is Najim Lacharawi. Belgian prosecutors say they were able to identify him based on DNA found in homes used by a suspected terror cell operating in and around Brussels. It's believed this now wanted man traveled to Syria in 2013. As for Salah Abdeslam, the number one suspect still alive following the Paris terror attacks, he's being heavily questioned by police. Salah Abdeslam was found and captured on Friday evening in Brussels during an anti-terror raid in the neighborhood of Molenbeek. Kevin Ozebek, Brussels.
The former vice president of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Jean-Pierre Bemba, has been found guilty of all charges against him at the International Criminal Court at The Hague. Bemba was convicted of two counts of crimes against humanity and three counts of war crimes. Our correspondent Jack Parrick reports from The Hague.
Judges at the International Criminal Court say Jean-Pierre Bemba is criminally responsible for the actions of soldiers in the Movement for the Liberation of Congo militia group between 2002 and 2003, after he sent them into the Central African Republic to attempt to quell a coup against the then-president Ange-Félix Patasse. Under his command, Bemba failed to stop MCL soldiers under his command from raping, murdering, and pillaging innocent civilians. This is the first time the ICC has convicted someone of rape and sexual violence as a weapon of war. Jack Parrick, The Hague.
Russia has threatened to use force against those it has deemed to have violated the truce in Syria. Casualties and the rate of attacks have dropped since February 27th, when the truce was imposed. The U.S. says Russia's concerns have been addressed in a constructive manner. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is set to travel to Moscow later this week for talks. This is FSN. Wall Street inched higher, partly on good Apple news. Apple announced new versions of its iPhone and iPad. Our American reporter Arash Gadishah has more.
Apple CEO Tim Cook started the company's spring 2016 product launch event with a promise to protect consumer privacy, referencing the company's legal battle with the FBI over their demand that Apple unlock an iPhone used by one of the San Bernardino shooters. Cook said the company, quote, believes strongly that we have a responsibility to help you protect your data and protect your privacy. At the event, Apple announced new, smaller, and less expensive versions of its iPhone and iPad Pro products. Arash Gadisha, Los Angeles.
Apple also affirmed their commitment to consumer privacy and protecting data. The spat between the technology firm and the U.S. Justice Department appears to be headed toward a resolution, as a third party appears to have figured out how to hack into the iPhone of the San Bernardino killers, the instance which started the dispute. Starwood Hotels and Resorts says it has agreed to a merger deal with Marriott International. That's in preference to last week's bid from a group led by China's Ongmeng Insurance. Lorna Shattuck reports from New York.
The latest deal between Marriott and Starwood will create the world's largest hotel chain, bringing together Starwood's high-end brands, including Sheraton and W, with Marriott's more limited service, including offerings like Courtyard and Residence Inn. There'll be about 30 brands in all, giving the new company more leverage in negotiating commissions with travel agents and a larger loyalty program. Marriott said in a statement it expects to save around $250 million a year, thanks to the merger. Starwood eventually accepted a higher stock and cash offer from Marriott. Lorna Shattuck, New York. Love me do.
Sir Paul McCartney has a huge personal fortune, but what he really wants is control over the catalog of Beatles songs he wrote in the early 60s. He's filed paperwork with the U.S. Copyright Office to regain control of 32 songs he wrote with John Lennon. And that is the latest from Feature Story News, Priscilla Huff reporting.